Since the purpose of this example is just to show the mechanism of using pointers to functions, it's really not important for our purposes what exactly do the functions retrieve, insert, and update do. So I'm just going to declare them and assume that they're defined somewhere. We won't worry about them. But what I will do is I will define an array of pointers to functions, and that is the second line in main. FArray is an array of pointers to a function that takes a void as a parameter. In other words, it takes no parameters and returns void. In other words, it returns nothing. And so these functions are strictly used for their side effect. They're functions that you call to do some action. And notice that I initialize that array using the normal everyday array initialization syntax to be the functions themselves. Of course, it's the pointers that get stored. So retrieve, insert, and update in order are stored in the array FArray. It's important that those functions were declared. Otherwise, the compiler would not recognize retrieve. It wouldn't know what is it, what type of object is this. But since I previously said that retrieve is a function that takes a void and returns a void, likewise for insert and update, then it knows that these are functions, and they indeed match the declaration for FArray, for each element in FArray, and so it'll do it, and everything's just fine. So FArray is an array that holds these three pointers to function. Now what I will do is have an endless loop, so to speak. In other words, you can imagine this as a main driver program for this example. All it's going to do is it's going to show the menu on the screen, and we'll assume that's what the function show menu does, and it also, the show menu, will return your choice. And so the job of show menu is to clear the screen and print those menu choices and read your keyboard input. Likewise, we will assume that, well, actually, we don't have to assume that you're typing in the right thing. We'll just have show menu be kind of dumb, and it'll just print the menu and return your choice as a number. If you typed in a number between 1 and 3, then what I want to do is execute the corresponding function in my array, either retrieve, insert, or update. So I will simply execute that function. Of course, since arrays are zero-based, I have to subtract one. For example, if you type in 1 for retrieve, that means that we really want to execute function sub 0 from the array. So all I have to do is say FArray sub choice minus 1, paren paren. Because FArray sub something, whatever the index is, 0, 1, or 2, is a function. More particularly, a pointer to a function. But that's okay. As you know, I can use a pointer to a function with normal function call syntax. And so that's all there is to it. So here's a nice way of indexing into an array and just doing the right thing. I don't have to have an if statement that says, well, if you typed in 1, then call retrieve. Otherwise, if you typed in 2, then call insert, etc. And you can imagine that this could be quite handy if you have a very large number of functions. This code doesn't change other than certain hard-coded numbers, like 3 might be bigger and 4 would be bigger. But other than that, the logic of the program does not change at all. So arrays of pointers to functions can be pretty handy. Notice that if you type in a 4, I will go ahead and break out of the loop, and that will end the program. If, on the other hand, you type anything else, any invalid number, such as 0 or a negative number or greater than 4, it just cycles on the loop and prints the menu again. And so as far as you're concerned, you don't really see a difference. In other words, you get no response until you type in a valid number.